Hello everyone, my name's Arthur Pendleton, and I'm thrilled to be here today to talk about the fascinating world of collecting and restoring model railways. I've owned a specialist model railway shop for over 2 decades, and it's a hobby that has brought me immense joy over the years. When I first got into this as a teenager, I initially planned to set up my first track up in the attic. My parents thought the garage would be better. However, it gets freezing out there in winter, so I eventually constructed my very first layout down in the basement, which turned out to be the perfect environment for it. You might assume that model trains are essentially toys designed to keep children entertained. While kids do love them, this hobby has a massive adult following. In fact, many of my customers purchase these miniature trains in an attempt to rekindle their childhood memories. It's a wonderful way for them to connect with a simpler time in their lives.
And you would be quite surprised by exactly who walks through my shop doors on a Saturday afternoon. I certainly get the occasional architect or doctor, but mature adults, encompassing legal professionals and bank executives, constitute the primary demographic buying these models. They often tell me they desperately need a creative, hands-on outlet after a highly stressful week at the office.
Let's talk a bit about the models themselves. If you look at vintage trains from the 1950s, the cheapest ones were usually stamped out of tin. Today, you might expect modern starter kits to be crafted from some sort of lightweight metal. But actually, plastic is what the vast majority of affordable modern models are manufactured from.
Restoration is a huge part of the hobby for many enthusiasts. For some folks, repairing the tiny electrical motors is the ultimate challenge, while others love designing the scenery. For me, though, it's the painting that provides the most therapeutic escape when I'm bringing an old, battered carriage back to life.
When serious collectors evaluate a vintage piece, they aren't usually bothered about how fast it can go. Speed just isn't a priority. Instead, what really makes a model highly sought after is its historical accuracy, right down to the exact placement of the tiny printed numbers on the side.
Some specific carriages are incredibly rare. Everyone assumes the main steam engine is the trickiest item to source. While engines are undeniably expensive, the dining car is actually the specific item that collectors will spend years trying to track down in mint condition.
If you are wondering how to theme your own track layout, there are countless options. Dramatic mountain landscapes with tunnels are always a classic choice. Recently, however, local history has emerged as the trendiest theme by far, with enthusiasts meticulously recreating the exact stations and streets from their own hometowns in the 1960s.
To get started in railway modelling, people often think they need a massive financial budget or a huge empty room to dedicate to the track. In reality, while those things certainly help, patience is the one absolute essential quality you must possess to succeed, as everything takes much longer than you anticipate. If you want to see some truly spectacular layouts in action, don't just watch videos on the internet. Instead, I highly recommend heading down to a major exhibition that's being held in London next month. It's a fantastic day out and the perfect place to gather inspiration for your own projects.